UK. Turn us up. This is The Hits Radio.
Tuesday morning, it's time to speak to a superstar singer-songwriter, a guy with huge credits to his name, stepping out on his own right now on Britain's Got Talent, and a guy that I have been looking forward to speaking to all weekend.
Oh, you're making me blush.
Ed Druitt is on. Like music, like you, I don't really know how to describe you because you're already a bit of a star.
An unknown one, perhaps. Maybe, yeah. But in the unknown world of songwriters.
So you were on Britain's Got Talent this weekend, absolutely smashed it, and you've already got quite a lot of songs to your name. Let's firstly talk about Britain's Got Talent. Where were you when the actual audition was on the TV?
I was in my living room, well, in Mum and Dad's living room, with Mum and Dad, my sister and a couple of neighbours, and I couldn't watch it, mate. I was literally like, I was in the garden, just sat on my own when Britain's Got Talent started, and my sister had to come and get me when I was on because I was a bag of nerves.
What was your parents' reaction?
I think we were kind of all in tears, if I'm being honest. It sounds a little bit soppy, but I've never quite got to this point. You know, I've never had my songs played to the masses. You know, I've written songs for other people, which is incredible, but I've worked so hard, I've been dropped twice, I've experienced all the lows and the highs of the industry, and that night on Saturday, I finally got my favourite song.
You could see that, you could tell it in your face, and you mentioned there that you are a bit of a hit machine already, so you've written for One Direction, you wrote Best Song Ever, you co-wrote Best Song Ever, right?
Yeah, co-wrote Best Song Ever, Half a Heart and Little White Lights on the Midnight Memories album.
Nice. And you've written for The Wanted and for Olly Murs and stuff. Have you got to hang out with those guys much? Have they been giving you any sort of tips?
Well, obviously, 1D being all over the planet, it's difficult to pin down. But, Ollie I see quite a bit. And Tom from The Wanted, he's probably, you know, the guy I'm closest to out of the band. But, yeah, they're all lovely lads and everyone's given me, you know, support and just told me to enjoy it, really. So that's all I can do.
Mate, this is it. Your time is now.
I hope so.
You've been saying that, so you obviously you wanted to be the guy up on stage this whole time. What is like the big ambition? Have you got something in your head that you absolutely want to achieve in your lifetime?
I always said as a kid, Wembley Stadium.
Yeah.
would be great.
I think it's a bit of a cliche, but to have that moment where you could walk out on stage and say, "Hello, Wembley!" I think that's we've all done that in our head at some point, haven't we, I think?
Well, I've done it in pubs in Essex and Hertfordshire. Don't get me wrong, I've gone in and... Yeah.
Wembley is calling. Also, I read on Twitter the other day that you smashed yourself in the face with a ball. What the hell happened?
I think we've all done it. Do you ever play football? You have a kick about?
Yeah.
Right. The ball came to me, flicked it up, got it on my knee. I'm leaning over my knee. The ball... You know, crack myself in the nose. You've seen my nose. It's not the best shape nose. I don't want to look any worse. I don't want it to look any worse than it does now.
Well, now you're the one that's up on stage. You've got to be careful.
Well, exactly. I might insure my nose.
Yes, that's a good idea. Mate, it's been so nice checking in with you. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Anytime, mate. Nice to talk to you, Darryl.
You too, buddy. Ed Druitt on the phone. What a lovely guy.
The Hits Radio Breakfast with Darryl Morris.